We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the authors of Age to Perfection. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week, you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com, search The Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows for free. There are so many shows on there. When I look back, I'm blown away at all the shows we have done. We've done some that were very topic specific. So we've done like Alzheimer's and MS and cancer and you name it. And then sometimes we've done some on relationships and general ones. So I want to encourage you, if you're a new listener, go on iTunes and go through some of those old ones. We've done a couple of them on the health benefits of sex. I mean, it's funny because that's like one of the most downloaded shows. I have to guess that men are downloading and forcing their wives to listen to it. That's my guess. I'm just saying.
You know, I think we should put on iTunes the best of Dementia Defender.
Oh, please.
Compilation.
Compilation.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should. All right. Well, today we're going to discuss wastebasket diagnosis. So those are the symptoms that are usually under or misdiagnosed time and time again. And the reason we're calling it wastebasket diagnosis, because basically they get blown off or not taken care of. So why do you guys think people can go from doctor to doctor, get different diagnosis, but nobody looks at the big picture? I mean, why do you think that is? It happens all the time.
Well, it's easy. I mean, you know, the patient comes in and I mean, quite honestly, a lot of times the physician is rushed and they don't have all the information, or it's easy to fall in the trap of they've already seen two or three other physicians and the diagnosis was confirmed by two or other three physicians. And, why reinvent the wheel? They've already been diagnosed and they leave it at that and they don't explore other reasons. So I think sometimes it's complacency on the medical professional that they don't do what they should be doing.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think also, though, and this is not the patient's fault, they're not professionals, but patients will come in and they'll be very vague in their symptoms. They'll be very tangential. Sometimes it just gives you tired head because, you know, you want, as a doctor, you're trained to elicit specific responses, you know. For example, you might say to the patient, well, are you having a headache today? No, I'm not having a headache. I have some pressure in my head. I also have pressure in my legs. And, you know, my legs swell at times. That's just a short example of how patients will go from one topic to another, and it's really hard to keep up with it. And even though the patient's tangential, it doesn't mean they don't have a real problem.
Well, doing that review of systems is important. I mean, and getting them to, a lot of times when we do our physicals, it's however many pages it is, it forces the patient to be in a logical process that review of systems is broken down by body system, and they can, fill out the answers yes, no, and give a descriptive of when it happens. And so having that filled out ahead of time for us to review makes a big difference, which in your, day-to-day primary care office setting is not going to be that in-depth.
So it's about asking the right questions. Or asking questions, period.
Asking the question, giving the patient the opportunity to answer them in a useful format.
Well, and the other thing for the patient, if a patient has a chronic problem and it's been going on for a long time, don't just book a short appointment. Book a complete physical so there's time to go into these things in depth.
And if your doctor spends 10 minutes with you, change doctors. Oh, that means it's time for Doc Shock. And on Doc Shock, we go over something that we've seen in the news or something, studies that have come out that we find interesting or we want to bring to you because it's fascinating. And this was a new thing that came out, but it's not necessarily new because we talk about it in our book, Age to Perfection. But now that it's kind of been in place, or they're putting some information out about it. So students who have their own genome tested as part of a groundbreaking medical school course on personalized medicine improve their knowledge of class material by an average of 31% compared to those who didn't undergo testing. So why this is important, this was done at Stanford University School of Medicine. They were trying to teach genetics and genome issues and stuff to their students and trying to help them understand how medicine is changing. But when they actually took these students and they had them test their own genetics and then apply that information, they not only remembered the information, but they actually started thinking outside the box and advancing, so to speak, advancing that research on genetics. So it's important stuff. It's good stuff. And I'm glad to see that they're realizing the best way for our upcoming medical doctors to learn about genetics and genomes is to put them right out there and have them test their own genetics.
Well, they get their basic course in genetics, but this is more on genomics and how it would disease expression and stuff. I find it ironic. I had a patient come in the other day that got his genes tested. They did him a 23andMe that we have an association with, and it was triggered by genealogy. So he'd been contacted by somebody who thought he might be a relative, offered to, you know, pay the testing to see if he indeed did come up as a relative, and he did. He came up as being the second cousin, and they filled it in. So genealogy is pushing some people to go get their genetic testing done as much as the medical is.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's the music for the Immortal Minute. So today's Immortal Minute, we're talking about volunteering and longevity. And what we had was what's called a meta-analysis, where they actually took 14 different studies that looked at the effects of volunteerism on longevity. And what they showed is that in all these studies combined, overall 25% reduction in mortality with volunteerism. And so when we looked at in the previous show, the effect of exercise and the right amount could have a 50% reduction in mortality. You add in volunteerism and a 25% reduction in mortality. Pretty soon you're putting Dr. Gammon and I out of business just because you're running to go volunteer. You know, so
I love that.
While you're taking your supplements and listening to our show, and meditating part of the way along. So if you meditate before you volunteer and exercise on your way there, we're out of business for the most part.
There you go. Or if you want to do both, you can go run at runtexasmile.com. That's actually a run that's going on. People come in from all over the world. Runtexasmile.com. It's a Kiwanis run, so you can volunteer, raise money for children's charities, and get all that stuff done at the same time. But hey, we've got to go to a short break. If you haven't been on our website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. You can friend us on Facebook under Executive Medicine of Texas. Stay tuned. When we come back, more symptoms that are often misdiagnosed and how that could affect you. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Staying Young Show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Staying Young Show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stay Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Go to iTunes.com. Search The Staying Young Show. At the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation and we read your name on the air, you'll get a copy, a free copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So write down emtexas.com. EM is an executive medicine, emtexas.com. And the phone number 1-800-910-3932. You can also call us with that answer and explanation. And, the entire show today is dedicated to under or misdiagnosed symptoms. And here comes some of my favorite, because I know this is a stickler, I guess, for all of us. But let's talk about that person that's had all these issues and they get told they have IBS, which I say is more about the last two letters than the first, but let's talk about that.
So IBS, of course, stands for irritable bowel syndrome. It's been a diagnosis that's been around for a while. It's supposedly refers to spasms of the intestine causing vague abdominal pains, changes in bowel habits, and so on. Interestingly, whenever a drug comes on the market for IBS, the FDA does comment that there's no specific diagnostic test for IBS. The idea is that all the usual tests are done, nothing's found, therefore it must be IBS. And that's just such a trap.
Just BS.
Yeah. When I was a younger doctor, I treated IBS, never really successfully. You could help people somewhat, but not completely. And, as time went on, I'll give a hard example. I had a patient who for 10 years had seen all sorts of gastroenterologists, other doctors, had every test in the book, and came to me for yet another opinion. And I thought, well, he's had every test in the book. Clearly, he doesn't have anything organic. I don't think this is IBS. So I told him that in my experience, it's either a gluten allergy or a lactose deficiency or both. So I put him on a gluten-free diet, saw him 2 weeks later, and he said, are you Jesus? Because I am cured. And I assured him I'm not Jesus. It was just logical to look at other causes of abdominal discomfort.
Well, that's an example of a nutritional sensitivity. I mean, you didn't even do the testing to prove up whether he had sprue or not, but he may have just been gluten sensitive. So, I don't accept IBS. There's the very rare patient that there's not some precipitating cause as to why they're having their abdominal complaints. And, the common things get ruled out. They do all the anatomical studies, the colonoscopies, the sonograms, the CT scans. They say everything anatomical looks fine, but it's more of a functional problem. And it can be from food sensitivities, not full-blown allergies, but food sensitivities. It can have a psychological component. I mean, we know that some of the medications that are used to treat anxiety and depression do tend to help with IBS, so maybe they have decreases in serotonin. And we know that hormone replacement therapy can help because it raises those serotonin levels both in the brain and the gut, and a lot of times those symptoms will go away, the bloating and things that oftentimes women report in middle age and such.
Well, let's talk for a second, because you said sprue. A lot of people may not know that word, or they may have heard the word celiac disease. So you can have a gluten intolerance, or you could have celiac disease, which is also referred to as sprue. But let's talk about the tests for that, because there are tests for that. And you can have a gluten intolerance and not have celiac disease. But if you have celiac disease, obviously that means you have a gluten intolerance as well.
Right. A celiac disease is where the body produces antibodies against gluten, which is a protein found in wheat, rye, malt, and barley. And, that conclusively proves that you have this gluten problem, but it goes beyond that, because if you have the antibodies, you have a much higher risk of getting lymphoma in your abdomen, which is a form of cancer. On the other hand, there's a lot of people where the blood tests will be negative, yet when they go on a gluten-free diet, they feel better. This is called a gluten sensitivity, meaning they're still reacting to the gluten, but their immune system hasn't formed those antibodies that could then go lead to lymphoma.
Well, another area on IBS type that we're seeing a lot of improvement is when people, it's the gut flora, what bacteria are in there. Not that we can specifically identify them, but I'm always amazed when people say, their bathroom irregularities, they're not having a bowel movement on a daily basis, and if they are, it's not a complete evacuation, and you get them using some probiotics, or get them using those natural sources of that, like your yogurts and such, and quite a bit improvement in the symptoms. And by cutting out, getting on that low-carb diet, which happens a lot when you take them off gluten, because they end up eating less processed,
breads. They've been coming out with some good stuff, Udi's, and not that that's good for you, but being on a gluten free, I mean, it's amazing.
But it changes the gut flora.
It does.
They'll tell you they've had a change in their guts. I always give the example. It's kind of one of those that says, "You ever watch your dog? How many times a day does your dog go outside and use the restroom? I mean, more than once."
Talking about this?
Well, but use nature as your example. I mean, go to a parade and watch a bunch of horses go by, and they can't go 50 feet without going.
Okay, this trance. Comparison is a little. By the way, I love Udi's, and for people like me with celiac disease, Udi's is very good.
It is good.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch for a second. Oh, wait, before we switch over to rectal bleeding, which I do want to talk about, I want to point out, you mentioned, Dr. Anderson, these food allergies, and we just kind of touched on wheat, but if you go to our website, emtexas.com, you can learn more about something called the ALCAT test. And in the ALCAT test, it tests for over 300 different food sensitivities.
Just specific foods, but
yeah.
It's not just the foods. It's the additives in the food.
Yeah, that's right. Additives and
food
other
colors
things.
And such.
Yeah, so those are important. So, okay, rectal bleeding. Patient comes to you and says, "I have rectal bleeding, but I think it's hemorrhoids."
Well, even if they have hemorrhoids, and even if the hemorrhoids are bleeding in the office, they still need to get a colonoscopy. You can't just assume the bleeding is from the hemorrhoids alone. And I've had patients who had bleeding hemorrhoids who were scoped and had colon cancer also. In fact, it was the colon cancer that put pressure on the veins that caused the hemorrhoids. And hemorrhoids, of course, are swollen veins around the anal area. So just because you have bleeding hemorrhoids or hemorrhoids, you still need a complete investigation. Otherwise, you could be playing with fire.
And don't assume just because you had your colonoscopy done 1 or 2 years prior that it's you're all fine. I mean, your risk is lower, but it needs to be evaluated. And sometimes that may only take doing a an in-office procedure, not a full colonoscopy, to evaluate that area and see that if you identify the source of the bleeding is coming from the hemorrhoids, then, you know, great, we've got our answer.
So, all right, so enough about that. Let's talk for a minute about fatigue. I know we've got a few minutes left before we head to a break, but fatigue is a big one. People come in, they say, oh, I'm tired, I just don't feel good. And what do most doctors do, and this is a big pet peeve of mine, they pull out their prescription pad and they write them a prescription for antidepressants.
If they don't do the labs, but even when they do the labs, oftentimes it's a very cursory set of labs.
They do what? A blood count and a chemistry panel?
They check your TVC to make sure you're anemic, and your comprehensive metabolic panel to look for kidney, liver problems, and maybe a thyroid function. And they say, well, you know, your lab values are normal here. And then they whip out the script pad and get them started on it. And it can go well beyond that. I mean, you check vitamin levels, B12, vitamin D,
the full micronutrient panel.
Yeah, micronutrient, and just a nutritional analysis, or even just a nutritional history. They could be taking in artificial sweeteners, and again, their diet could play a big role in the fatigue. Hormone levels for various ages.
Hormone levels.
Or they may be taking, Benadryl for allergies every day. It may be something very simple. So it's important to really thoroughly look into it.
I know a lot of our listeners do this, but if you haven't been to emtexas.com, there's actually a little quiz you can take, or a little questionnaire, so you can fill it out, and it kind of gives you an idea if your symptoms are maybe are related to hormones. You know, if it looks like you're painting the picture of what a hormone deficiency looks like, or if it looks like it's something else. I mean, just because you take the quiz doesn't mean you have a hormone deficiency, but there are certain different symptoms that go together, and there is that free quiz on the website, emtexas.com. You can go there and take that, and then it goes to us, and somebody can call you and talk to you about it if you want to talk about it. So
I love sending medical students in on the fatigue, because they usually, it's like, just go talk to them for an hour and get as much information as you can, and then, and boil it down for me, because it's an intensive history-taking process to really try to get at the root of what's going on with them.
But you talk a lot about people that, when you talked about these labs that people do, a lot of times they don't test for vitamin D, but you have a lot of patients that it's as simple as that. It was a vitamin D deficiency. You get it corrected. They have their energy back and they're feeling great. So it isn't always a big, big problem. Sometimes it's a small, inexpensive, quick fix, because we can find the root of the problem quickly.
That's a simple blood test, and then it's, getting a good quality supplement. I mean, it's a lot of people with vitamin D deficiency. It doesn't have to be complex. It oftentimes can be simple.
Yeah, I'm glad you said a good supplement, because we've had people on store-bought vitamin D that come in and they're deficient, so obviously it's not in there. StayYoungVitamins.com is the best place for pharmaceutical-grade supplements. We got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because coming up, misdiagnosis of erectile dysfunction, joint pains, and that other favorite, fibromyalgia. You're listening to the Staying Young Show.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today, or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300, or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Effective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com yet, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And that's where you can submit your answers and explanation for a chance at a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Now, today's show is all about those symptoms that are often misdiagnosed. So let's just throw it out there, fibromyalgia. And the reason this one's a big one for me is because I feel like people get diagnosed with fibromyalgia and there was no investigation.
Yeah, I mean, fibromyalgia, to be clear, does exist, but I believe it's far less common than diagnosed. There are so many causes for muscle aches, and, you know, most doctors will do the workup for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, reactive arthritis, but often they miss other things like high uric acid. You know, high uric acid causes gout, and doctors' brains think, well, joint pain, but in fact, muscles can hurt from too much uric acid. And of course, they could be hurting because of a prescription they're on, typically the statins such as, Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor. That's a known side effect of those medicines. So that's just a few examples, but there's many more.
Well, and I think fibromyalgia, if you look at the American Rheumatological Society's criteria for that diagnosis, is fairly restrictive. Very few patients will actually meet, you know, enough criteria to get that diagnosis. And it's one of those where, you know, patients obviously have symptoms. They go see their primary care doc. They've seen a rheumatologist, or maybe they've seen an orthopedic about some of those symptoms, and they still have symptoms, and they're not finding any help. And so then oftentimes they get started on medications that can have side effects. And it kind kind of gets back to the root of look for those nutritional deficiencies. You can look for, you know, that good panel of workup for the hormonal deficiencies. You know, we've had folks come in and tell us that their muscles feel better. You know, they don't ache nearly as much just because they've gotten some of those corrected.
The other thing I have found recently, and by looking for it, is a lot of people with fibromyalgia actually have neuropathy where their nerves are diseased. And, you know, we have simple, cheap, quick fixes for neuropathy with different prescription medicines. You just have to, as a doctor, you have to think of the diagnosis and block out the fibromyalgia. One of my biggest problems is the patient will come in having been diagnosed elsewhere with fibromyalgia, and they're absolutely 100% convinced they have fibromyalgia, and it's hard to tell them, hey, let's look at a few other things. Maybe we can help you.
Well, they've been, I say, led down the road of by the pharmaceutical industry is that, you know, they're running the ads saying, oh, if you have this, you have that, then, you know, we've got the great drug for you, and it'll fix it, rather than, and it's kind of that knee-jerk quick fix. The patient walks in and says, hey, I think I got this. I saw the ad on TV. Can I try a prescription of that? And they walk out the door with the prescription rather than getting the evaluation done.
I love those ads, you know, because they play the beautiful music and they make you feel all happy and they tell you to go to your doctor and get the prescription. At the very end, they have the disclaimer. And this may cause, you know, leg
death.
Pains. Yeah, leg pains, headaches, blah, 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 and
it's
death.
Like I'd rather have the disease than the side effects, so I'm 95% of that stuff.
No, that's true. But we cannot discount, when we talk about my fibromyalgia, micronutrient deficiencies. There are so many that can lead to the exact same symptoms. The ALCAT tests, there are a lot of people that don't realize they're consuming something they're allergic to, which is causing that inflammation. We talk about inflammation all the time, how that leads to various diseases. So people that have fibromyalgia and have this chronic inflammation from whatever cause it is they're actually harming themselves into maybe something bigger, heart disease, diabetes, all these other diseases. So really got to find out what's causing it and get to the root of the problem.
Well, I think the approach that Dr. Gammon said is that if you look at that patient as saying they have a neuropathy, they have a disease of the nerves, you know, and the problem that I have to keep myself out of is when you hear the term fibromyalgia, it knee-jerk is to kind of go to that wastebasket anyway. So by changing the framing of that patient's symptoms and saying, okay, this patient's complaining of neuropathy, let's do a workup and evaluation for neuropathy, it leads to a better likelihood that you're going to find the actual cause.
And there's a certain stigma in some medical circles that patients that come in and say, oh, I have fibromyalgia are kind of crazy.
Well,
I mean, there's
the
a stigma.
Stigma
that
is justified because you'll find some of those, and they do tend to end up with that, and they have, you know, a couple of the other diagnoses. I have migraines, fibromyalgia, yada yada yada, and the classic triad of diagnoses that they have.
But what about if all of those things were actually related to multiple micronutrient deficiencies, poor nutrition, or maybe a food intolerance or allergy they aren't aware of, and it paints that same picture?
Well, it could be.
And yeah, they're crazy, but they're crazy because of the other issues. It's just yet another symptom.
Could be.
Well, I mean, I don't like the word crazy, but I mean.
We're getting the looks.
You have some eccentric patients who get ill. I mean, they get real illness. It's just because they're eccentric, it's very difficult to drill down and find out exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's well put. I accept that.
Aren't you glad? Thank you so much.
All right, let's talk about joint pain and gout, because joint pains, different things can cause joint pains, and sometimes there's gout. And I'll give you a perfect example. We didn't know what was wrong with me, but there was like every 3 to 6 months, I would get in this ridiculous pain. My legs would hurt so bad. I couldn't get out of bed, and it would last about 24 to 48 hours, and then it would slowly go away. And we finally figured it out that it was the hair dye. And I stopped dyeing my hair, and you know what? That solved the problem. But, I mean, I actually am really glad that you figured it out. You were like, oh my gosh, I've got it. And we looked at the calendar, and it was identical. It was the hair dye that was doing that.
And you could have gone to a doctor, and he might have thought you were eccentric and given you some antidepressants.
She's a crazy lady.
There were multiple physicians have tried to do that to her. Have you noticed that there's a trend?
She's crazy.
But, I mean, joint pains, you know, you have the usual list of suspects, your osteoarthritis, your rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout, reactions to statins. I mean, the list goes on and on. But Judy's point is well taken. A lot of times there's some obscure causes of joint pains or even muscle aches, and you have to really look at these things.
Well, my daughter is 21, and she had symptoms that would be suggestive of rheumatoid arthritis, and the evaluation saw rheumatologist, it's all negative. And pretty much by cleaning up her nutrition, and we kind of refer to her as the food Nazi, she's very particular about
it. She can't be worse than you.
Yeah, but she eats really, really, really clean and doesn't use any preservatives and things like that. And by doing that, she really hasn't had any progression symptoms or really significant recurrence of her symptoms. So hers is probably due to some food additive that we don't have a specific on yet.
Yeah, but she could get the LCAT and you could find it.
If you could.
But you know what's so strange? Because
fortunately, she doesn't like giving blood. So.
That could be a problem. So what about uric acid levels? I really want to touch on that because a lot of people
should be routinely checked with a physical,
right.
And it's not.
It's
so
not.
We see people all the time. They'll have elevations and they don't have any, overt symptoms. They don't have the big red tophus, swollen toe, painful ankle, but they have elevations. And uric acid causes inflammation. Uric acid levels get drawn up or raised and elevated when you get insulin spikes. So people are eating high-carb meals are going to tend to have higher uric acids, and it adds to, that bad boy of aging, inflammation.
Right, and the high uric acid, as we mentioned before, will give muscle aches, and it doesn't have to be in the big toe. It could be in the shoulder. It could be in the low back. It could be in the chest. And besides all that, uric acid elevation is an independent risk factor for future heart attacks. So it's very important to look for that.
And let's point out, if you get your uric acid drawn, and just because it's not over in that range that they give doesn't mean it's not too high, because new research has shown, 6.8 and higher?
Yeah, 6.8 or higher, the uric acid can precipitate into body cavities, and that includes joints and also the kidney. I mean, kidney stones, a lot of them are due to uric acid. So, normal could be, say, 4 to 8, but anything over 6.7 can cause problems.
So if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. You can find out all kinds of things about the practice, Executive Medicine of Texas, but you can also order the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or the new book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. They're both there. And, of course, if you're a Facebook person, go on Facebook. What is it, a Facebook person? Facebook fan? What are you? I don't know. If you like Facebook.
Social media. If you're into social
yeah,
media,
go
to Facebook.
Go to Facebook and look us up under Executive Medicine of Texas. We're always listing health tips. I think there's something that goes out every day, so it's a good little thing to check, and lots of studies, so lots of good information. If you're an information junkie, that's a good place to get some good health information. But we've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what to do when your doctor blows you off. That's a big problem when your doctor blows you off. And we're also going to talk about headaches. That's another thing that often gets overlooked. You're listening to the Staying Young Show, and as always, we're giving you information that you can use. Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com. That's emtexas.com. Or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. There's also a link on our website that'll take you right to that part of iTunes. But I want to give out the phone number too, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that number or that website, emtexas.com, for the Dementia Defender, which we'll be doing here in a bit. And if you send us the correct answer and we read your name on the air, you'll get a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Okay, let's talk about erectile dysfunction, and let's talk about headaches. And then, of course, we're going to talk about that when doctors blow you off. But let's start with erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, I mean, erectile dysfunction, you know, the ads make it sound like, you know, you have this issue, you go to the doctor, they give you some pills, and you're all better. And sometimes that happens, but there's so many other facets to it. First of all, on the sexual front, you need to have your hormones checked because, you know, the erectile dysfunction may be due to low testosterone, for example, or too much estrogen. And that's right. Men produce estrogen and sometimes they overproduce it. They start crying at chick flicks and, you know, the estrogen level needs to be dropped.
But women like that when guys cry at chick flicks.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
So,
but, as long as they don't boohoo. I mean, just a little tiny tear out of the corner.
You know, what's sad about that is you see this. You got guys coming in that are 30, 35 years old asking for, you know, prescription because of ED. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't have. I mean, you ought to be, the wind should blow and you ought to be waving at it. You know?
Yeah, that's right. But erectile dysfunction is also a sign, an early sign of coronary artery disease. So, you know, at least some questioning, a brief exam is very necessary to make sure the erectile dysfunction isn't a sign of a heart attack in the next year or two. And you sure don't want to have a heart attack while you have one of the pills on board, because that could really be dangerous. So it's much more complex than the commercials would have you believe. You know, they got the rugged guy in the outdoors, you know, striking flint and starting a fire and, you know, pulling a horse and, you know, so they make it sound like, you know, this guy's completely and utterly normal. He's vibrant. He's healthy. He just needs a little pill. It's a lot more complicated than that.
Well, it is. And I think big fat pharma wants you to take a pill. I mean, the high, one of the highest grossing drugs of all time is Viagra. And why is that? Because they can get a quick fix. But even when we talk about hormones and we talk about the need for testosterone, it's the big picture. You know, there's other things. Diabetes can cause that. So be sure to get that physical, get checked for diabetes, get your hormone levels checked. And then one thing we check in that micronutrient deficiency is that zinc deficiency. Because if you have a zinc deficiency, then your body isn't able to utilize.
One third of patients with ED could be improved with zinc.
Look at that. That's huge. I didn't know that.
Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that.
Heck no. No, they want to sell you the
pill. It gets back to that nutritional deal. And, you know, I've got guys that are, you know, well into their 70s and such, and they don't need any little blue pill or anything for it. And they're doing just fine. And, they, you know, it goes back to they're eating healthy, they're exercising. You know, you check these guys' testosterone levels, and they're maintaining nice high testosterone levels in the 700s, 800s on their own. And there's a reason they don't need the blue pill. Versus you check some of these younger guys, and because of the bad nutrition, exercises, a lack of exercise.
Lack of sleep,
stress. Sleep apnea is a big one that we see can cause ED.
Too much alcohol.
Too much alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still trying to find where that limit is.
Okay.
Haven't found it yet.
All right, so what about headaches? Headaches is another one. They're so often misdiagnosed, underdiagnosed, or nobody talks to the patient about prevention. They want to put them on only a pill for preventing headaches instead of talking about some of the common causes of headaches.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Judy, you were alluding to preventing migraine headaches, but you're right. Patients come in and say, I have a migraine. And, you know, the first thing I say is, okay, we're going to call it a headache. Now tell me about your headache. And sometimes they're migraines and sometimes they're not. And it really needs to be teased out and an accurate diagnosis made. For example, elderly patients can have a severe pain in their temples, and actually they have a condition known as arteritis, not arthritis, but arteritis, which is an inflammation of the arteries that can actually lead to blindness, and it's not a migraine at all, and it's treated completely differently than migraines. But if you have migraines and it's accurately diagnosed, the key is prevention, as Judy mentioned. You know, you have to go over your diet, you have to avoid certain foods. This isn't for weight loss, this is to prevent headaches. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, the headaches disappear with proper preventative measures. And then when they don't disappear, you have to take the proper medicine. And that isn't hydrocodone or narcotics, which unfortunately is probably the commonest type of medicine prescribed for migraines.
And then when you use those narcotics, you get rebound headaches, so you take more. And so it's really not treating the problem. One thing I always find useful with patients with headaches is that headache diary, just having them keep track of it. And eventually, you know, you can start seeing the clues, what type of triggers they're having, and then trying to eliminate the triggers for those headaches for the most part. And then the one that I find not uncommonly that gets missed or misdiagnosed is trigeminal neuralgia. And so you'll have patients that are having that facial pain and a bad headache, and it's really not truly a headache, but it's a nerve impingement up on the side of their head.
Yeah, you remember that time I had that ocular? It was an ocular migraine. It's a very specific type of migraine. I'm seeing it work. I'm like, man, I got a bad headache. Then I was like, I got a really bad headache. And I called you and I said, I just lost a sight in my right eye. I was freaking out. And then I went to the eye doctor because I just drove down to the eye doctor. I said, I can't see out of my right eye. And I looked in the mirror. My face was drooping. Just that eye. I was so freaked out that I had a stroke or something. But that was really bizarre. And those kind of things can happen to people, and you need to understand there's different kinds of headaches, different kinds of migraines, different kind of causes for pains in the head. And don't get, you know, put into that little pigeonhole of, oh, this headache obviously is this type.
You know, for example, patients will come in, they have a severe pain in the back of their head. And they'll say, oh, I went to the other doctor. He said I have a sinus headache. There's no sinuses in the back of the head. It's impossible to be a sinus headache. A sinus headache would give you pain in the face. So, you know, that's a cop-out.
Or the forehead.
Or the forehead. And it's a cop-out by a lot of doctors where they don't know what causes the headache, and they just call it a sinus headache. And that one just irritates the heck out of me.
So, okay, so pain in the back of the head, what kind of headache is that usually?
That's usually muscle contraction and or tension type headache. And so, you know, if you look at the most people's work stations where they've got their laptops or their computers, their head is down, and so they're putting constant stress on those neck muscles. Whereas, I'll tell you, a head neutral position would be look up, looking over your cheeks. So getting those monitors up is an easy fix a lot of times for that.
But that is hard when you have the new laptops, because the laptops don't allow you to really. You know, you got to look down because they're connected.
You can, but you can get you a separate monitor, too.
Oh, yeah.
How about all the kids?
It's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? Dementia Defender has a farm. An honest farm, he has peacocks. If three peacocks lay three eggs a week, how many eggs a week will nine peacocks lay? Send your answers in.
All right. There you go. Send your answers to emtexas.com. Go there. Do the contact us page. Or you can call us at 1-800-910-3932. And if you give us the right answer and we read your name on the air, we'll send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So I thought this was a fun show. What'd you guys think?
No, I think it's good. I think, you know, it gets back to the old deal of a patient should be responsible for their own health. They ought to, you know, keep track of their symptoms, and they can expedite the diagnosis process and get into the correct diagnosis by coming in and clearly communicating with the physician. So having some notes is often a good thing. You know, we tell patients with chronic illnesses to get that binder and journal and keep track of their own, you know, treatments in progress and such. We give them a great big old binder full of health information that they can add to. In fact, I had a guy come in today that brought his back in with him just for his office visit, because anything we did, he wanted to add an addendum to it, you know, at the end, which was good. And then, you know, don't be satisfied if you get one of these trash can diagnoses right out of the gate. You know, if it comes down the road and there's been a satisfactory evaluation, then yeah, there might be something to it. But generally, you can find a cause for one of these, you know, diagnoses.
Yeah, so you don't have to live with it forever. Number one reason people have a misdiagnosis, the internet. That's right. Don't go to the internet and diagnose yourself, because more than likely, you're going to come up with the wrong answer. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com, emtexas.com. And also, don't forget to send us your Dementia Defender answers, 1-800-910-3932.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done, and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.